I think I have a confession to make. It's about my read later folder. You know the one.
Oh, I know it well.
It's where good intentions go to die. I spend hours clipping articles, you know, saving PDFs, scanning documents into Evernote, and I feel so productive. I'm building this huge second brain.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm being totally honest, it's mostly a graveyard. I capture it, I feel good for like 5 seconds, and then I never look at it again.
You are definitely not alone in that. That's the classic collector's fallacy, right? We mistake collecting information for actually acquiring knowledge.
So it just sits there.
Collecting digital dust.
Right. It feels like buying a bunch of healthy groceries and then just ordering takeout every single night while the vegetables rot in the fridge.
Perfect analogy.
But the reason we're talking about this today is that we have this stack of sources that suggests maybe we're looking at the problem backward. We're all obsessed with the input capturing more, faster. But we're completely ignoring the output.
And that's the pivot. The sources today are all focused on this concept called data activation. And the premise is, it's pretty wild. What if that static archive of notes in your Evernote didn't just sit there? What if it could talk back to you?
Okay.
Or even better, what if your research folder could automatically turn itself into a podcast, a video, or, I don't know, a blog post without you lifting a finger?
That sounds a bit like science fiction. Or maybe just wishful thinking for people like me.
Okay.
But we're looking at the convergence of two specific tools here.
We are.
On one side, we have Evernote, which I think most of our listeners know as the ultimate input machine. And on the other, there's something called the Auto Content API.
And it's really important to clarify what Auto Content is right off the bat. It's not just another AI chatbot wrapper. The documentation, it describes it as an industrial output engine.
Industrial output.
Think of it like infrastructure. It's designed to take raw text, like your notes, and programmatically transform them into multimedia. Podcasts, videos, social posts, the works.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see if we can actually solve that bottleneck. Can we connect the input power of Evernote with this transformation engine to turn a passive archive into an active content factory?
Hmm.
Or is this just going to create more digital noise?
That is the key question. Yeah. Let's start with the bottleneck itself. Why isn't capture enough?
Well, Evernote has gotten really, really good at capture. I use the web clipper all the time. I scan receipts, and the sources mentioned they've added new AI features recently, AI transcribe, an AI meeting note taker.
Mm-hmm.
So gathering the raw ore, to speak, that isn't the problem. The problem is I have 5,000 notes and like zero time.
That's exactly what the Auto Content Report highlights. They call it the production bottleneck. Yeah. If you look at the digital economy right now, we have infinite shelf space. You can upload as much as you want to Spotify or YouTube or TikTok.
Distribution is solved.
But production, that's still manual labor for most people.
It's the content saturation problem. We're drowning in information, but we're starving for the time to actually process it.
Right. And most people, they stop at Evernote. You have the knowledge. It's in that PDF you saved or that meeting transcript. But to turn that into something shareable or even just consumable for yourself, that takes a whole different skill set. You have to write a script, record audio, edit video.
And the Auto Content API proposes decoupling ideation from production.
Exactly.
Which implies that I don't need to create new content. I just need to transform what I've already got. But I have to play devil's advocate here for a second.
Please do.
We've seen automated content before. It usually looks like spam and it sounds like a robot reading a dictionary. So why is this any different?
That is a very, very valid skepticism. We've all heard terrible text-to-speech. But the technology has really shifted. The comparison the sources keep making is to Google's Notebook LM, which made a bit of a splash recently.
Yeah, Notebook LM is cool. You upload a PDF, and then two AI hosts kind of banter about it.
Exactly. It introduced this idea of an audio overview. But here's the limitation with Notebook LM. It's a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to drag, drop, wait, and then listen. It's a sandbox.
That auto content is an API. It's programmatic.
It's programmatic.
Okay, so unpack programmatic for the non-developers listening. What does that actually mean for my Evernote workflow?
It means you can build a pipeline. Let's take a specific scenario from the research. Imagine you're a law student or maybe a medical resident. You are just drowning in dense PDFs, case law, medical journals. You clip them all to an Evernote notebook called study material.
Which I then assume I'm going to read on the bus, but I just end up scrolling Instagram instead.
Precisely. With a programmatic cutup, you don't touch anything else. You just save the note. The API detects that a new note has landed in study material. It parses the text. And instead of just reading it aloud, it generates a multi-speaker dynamic podcast. It creates two agents, let's say two senior lawyers, debating the case you just saved.
So it's mimicking the flow of a radio show or a deep dive like this one, but it's entirely generated from the text of my note.
Yes. And because it's automated, by the time you finish your day and get in your car, you have a personalized playlist of episodes waiting for you. You're not reading your notes. You're listening to a debate about them. It turns dead time like a commute into active learning time.
That does sound genuinely useful for that commuter student use case.
No.
But let's scale this up. What if I'm not just studying? What if I'm trying to build a brand? The sources mention a huge shift toward video. By 2025, video is projected to be, what, 82% of all internet traffic?
And this is where the transformation aspect gets really interesting. Evernote holds your clean text. Maybe you used Evernote's AI rewrite feature to polish up a draft. The auto content API can take that text and push it directly into different video formats.
But how? I mean, video is visual. My notes are just text. How does it bridge that gap without looking like a PowerPoint presentation from, 1999?
It uses stock footage integration and AI avatars. The sources outline two main outputs. First, you have explainer videos. Say you have a structured note in Evernote, a product spec, or a how-to guide. The API analyzes the text, finds relevant stock footage for each sentence, overlays subtitles, and generates a voiceover. It spits out a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Okay. And the second type?
Shorts. Vertical video for TikTok or Reels. This is for the whole faceless channel strategy that's blowing up. You take a web clip in Evernote, maybe a snippet of a news article about the economy. The API extracts the key, quote, puts a generated avatar on screen to read it, adds those dynamic captions, and formats it for mobile.
Okay, I see the utility, but I have to ask about quality control. If I'm just auto-generating videos from my notes, isn't there a risk of just flooding the internet with garbage? You're talking about creative testing at scale, but isn't that just a fancy word for spamming?
That's the tension, isn't it? The counter-argument from the source material, it relies on the economics, something they call cost arbitrage.
Cost arbitrage.
A manually produced video costs anywhere from, say, $50 to $300, and that's on the cheap end. AutoContent claims it can do it for about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
So wait, just because it's cheap, I can afford to be wrong?
That's the logic. If a video costs you $300, you have to be right. You have to script it perfectly. If it costs 4 euros, you can make a video for every single idea in your notebook. You throw 10 ideas at the algorithm, see which one gets traction, and then you double down on that one manually.
So it changes content from a creation game to a selection game.
Exactly. You use the automation to find the signal in the noise.
I get that. But let's dig a bit deeper into this intelligence loop idea, because so far we're talking about taking stuff I already found and just reformatting it. But the outline mentions auto content doing its own deep research. How does that fit in with Evernote?
This is where it stops being just a formatter and starts being more of a research assistant. The deep research endpoint lets the API browse the live web so it can scan sites like the FT, SEC.gov, or niche industry blogs.
So I can automate the input side of things too.
Precisely. Imagine a workflow. You set up a trigger for competitor news. Every 24 hours, the API scans the web for mentions of your top competitors. It synthesizes all of that into a briefing document. And where does it put it?
Back into Evernote.
Right. It creates a new note in your intelligence notebook. But then, and this is the cool part, the loop, because a new note landed there, it triggers another automation to turn that briefing into a 5-minute daily podcast.
Wow. So I wake up, and instead of doom scrolling Twitter to see what happened in my industry, I just listen to a synthesized briefing that my second brain prepared for me while I was sleeping.
That is the promise. It's a move from just gathering to synthesizing.
There's one feature mentioned here that I find simultaneously really efficient and slightly creepy: voice cloning. They call it the CEO paradigms.
It addresses a very real pain point. CEOs and leaders need to communicate constantly, but they have the least amount of time to actually record anything.
Okay.
So the solution they propose is that the CEO records a voice sample, just once, maybe a minute of audio. Then they simply type their updates or thoughts into an Evernote note.
And the API broadcasts it in their voice.
Yep. it distributes it as an internal podcast. So employees aren't reading some 10-page memo on compliance. They're listening to the CEO explain it on their drive to work.
It makes sense for retention. I mean, we all know nobody actually reads those memos. But does it lose the human connection? If I know my boss just typed this and a robot is reading it, do I care as much?
That's the uncanny valley risk. But the argument is that the information transfer is just more efficient. If the choice is CEO writes a text email versus CEO's AI voice explains it with emotion and intonation, the audio format usually wins on engagement, even if it's synthetic.
Fair enough. Okay, I want to get practical. We've talked about the what and the why, but the how is usually where people get stuck. I'm looking at this listener critique, and they want to know the mechanics. I'm not a coder. I don't know Python. How do I actually connect Evernote to this API?
You don't need to be a developer, but you don't need to understand no-code automation.
Yeah.
The bridge here is usually a tool like Make.com or Zapier. Auto content is API first, but it plugs right into these platforms.
Okay, walk me through a recipe then, step by step. Let's say I want to turn my blog drafts into a podcast.
Okay. Step one is the trigger. You go into Zapier and you say, watch my Evernote account, but you don't want it to watch everything. You don't want your grocery list becoming a podcast.
Right.
So you set a filter. Only watch notes in the notebook blog drafts that have the tag, hashtag, publish.
Got it. So the tag is the switch.
The tag is the switch, exactly.
Yeah.
Step two is the action. Zapier grabs the content of that note, the title, the body text. It sends that data to the auto content API. Now, here's where you can get clever with something called prompt personas.
Prompt personas.
In the API settings, you can define different styles. You can tell the API, if the note has the tag, hashtag humorous, use the witty host persona. If it has hashtag serious, use the news anchor persona. You're passing instructions along with the content.
That's cool. So my tagging system in Evernote actually directs the production style of the final content.
Precisely. Step three is the output. The API does its work, and it sends back an MP3 file and maybe a blog post with SEO metadata already done. And step four is distribution. Zapier takes that MP3 and pushes it to your podcast host, like Anchor or Libsyn, and pushes the text to WordPress.
So once I set that up, my entire interaction is literally just write a note, add the tag, hashtag publish, and hit save. And 5 minutes later, it's live on Spotify.
That is the headless content production model. You operate the brain, which is Evernote, and the body moves automatically.
That does lower the barrier to entry significantly.
Yeah.
But there's another multiplier here that the sources mention. Language. I write in English. My notes are in English.
This is a huge opportunity for market expansion that people overlook. Evernote is global, but usually our output is monolingual. The auto content API supports over 50 languages.
So using that same Zapier workflow,
you can just add another step. Translate to Spanish, German, and Japanese. The API doesn't just translate the text, it synthesizes the audio in those languages. So suddenly you have a podcast episode in fluent Japanese generated from your English note.
It's effectively multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, by like 5 or 10 times without hiring a single person for a localization team.
It is. I mean, usually launching in a new country is a massive operational expense. You need translators, local voice actors. Here, it's just a few more API credits. It lets a single creator look like a multinational media empire.
It's fascinating, but it also reinforces that idea of hyperscalability. You're just, you're decoupling the output from your personal time entirely.
And that matters for things like SEO too. The source talks about programmatic SEO. Google hates thin content, you know, pages with just a few sentences. But writing 5,000 unique, deep articles is incredibly expensive.
Impossible for most.
With this integration, you could use the Deep Research API to generate comprehensive guides, say, travel guide to city name for 5,000 cities.
Yeah.
But then you add the multimedia layer. You generate a unique audio guide and a unique video for every single page.
Which increases dwell time, right? If I stay on the page to watch the video, Google thinks the page must be high quality.
Exactly. You're dominating thousands of keywords with rich media, all managed entirely from a database or a set of structured notes.
It's a complete shift in how I think about Evernote.
Yeah.
I've always thought of it as this cozy, personal space. You know, my journal, my recipes. But this framing, it turns it into a command center. A staging ground.
That is the mental shift. You stop thinking about archiving and you start thinking about staging. You aren't just saving a PDF to read it later. You are saving it to broadcast it. You aren't writing a meeting note to file it away. You're writing it to distribute that knowledge to your entire team.
It removes the friction of creation, which is always the hardest part. But I want to end on a slightly provocative thought, because we've painted a very rosy picture of efficiency here.
Yeah.
We're moving from manual creation to automated transformation. Evernote provides the second brain. AutoContent provides the industrial output. But if the machine is doing the research, and the machine is doing the writing, and the machine is doing the speaking, where am I in all of this?
That's the existential question, isn't it?
If my personal brand can run completely on autopilot publishing thoughts, answering questions, engaging with thousands of people in multiple languages while I'm on vacation, is it still my brand? Or am I just the curator of the seed data?
The definition of a creator is definitely changing. We might be moving from being writers to being architects of information. The value isn't in the typing, it's in the taste. It's in choosing what to put into Evernote in the first place.
Architects of information. I like that a lot better than prompt engineer.
It's a bit more elegant, I think.
Well, whether you're ready to let the AI take the wheel or you just want to get through your reading list on your commute, it really seems like the tools are finally catching up to our ambitions.
Indeed. The bottleneck is breaking.
Thanks for diving deep with us. Now go check that read later folder. It's probably getting full again.
See you next time.